Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With just over 3 weeks to go until the start of the 2025 legislative session, things are moving into high gear. Committees have been appointed, staff are being trained, and bills are being drafted at a furious pace. Among these are certain to be several bills dealing with judicial reform. Ask any high school civics teacher, and they'll tell you that our government is made up of three co-equal branches: the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. The operative term being co-equal. Sounds great in theory, but it bears absolutely no resemblance to reality. In practice, the judicial branch in Montana acts as a super legislature, awarding by judicial decree that which is not achievable by political consensus. This mainly describes the Montana Supreme Court and the judges in the Helena Judicial District, but there are many others as well. For years, the legislative and executive branches bowed to the will of the courts. The legislature did so because Montana was a purple state and legislative majorities were thin. The executive branch did so because we had Democrat governors for 16 years who not only tolerated but applauded the liberal leanings of the judicial branch. That changed several years ago when Montanans elected a Republican governor and large Republican majorities in both houses of the legislature. Montana shifted hard to the right, and the legislature and governor quickly reasserted their co-equal standing. Fuel was added to the fire when a tranche of emails became public that proved that the courts were prejudging bills that had yet to become law. The myth of judicial impartiality was shattered, the veil on the inner workings of the court was lifted, and the legislature demanded judicial reform. Everyone got the memo, it seems, except the courts themselves. They continued to run roughshod over the other two branches and doubled down on their belief in judicial supremacy. As the people through their elected officials tried to undo decades of liberal jurisprudence, the court continued to issue decisions that would be applauded in San Francisco, but not here in Montana. They overturned common-sense legislation that protected female athletes from unfair competition by transgender biological males. They also stopped enforcement of a law that banned irreversible sex change operations on minors, and arguably the worst of all was the Montana Supreme Court's recent decision granting minors full procreative autonomy, which means a 12-year-old can conceivably consent to sex with an adult. This opens the door to legalized pedophilia. It's no wonder the legislature and the vast majority of Montanans are up in arms. The courts are forcing the citizens to accept liberal policies that would never make it through the legislative process. If the recent elections are any indication, it appears the courts are in for a rude awakening. It appears that the days are quickly coming to an end when the courts can enact liberal policies by judicial decree. Reforming the courts will be front and center during the upcoming legislative session, and it's high time. The laws of the state should reflect the will of the people, not the will of a small minority of the population who happen to wear black robes. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.